Today's quick cast is from the Pennsylvania Scholastic Football Coaches Association Clinic, which I moderated this past offseason. This is with Jamie Chadwell, who was the coach of the year and coached Coastal Carolina to a number 14 finish in the final coaches poll. Today, he's going to share some of the things that they think about, starting with the importance of high school football going into their culture. And as we mentioned before in an episode with Bill Durkin, their CPR time, or time that they set aside to intentionally build the player-coach relationship. This one's short, but there's a lot here for you, and I think it'll give you some ideas as you continue to build your team for the 2021 season. The entire talk is available on CoachTube. Link will be in the show notes.
So why high school football? First thing. Football teaches structure. A lot of kids might not know where their next meal is, but they know what's happening on Thursday of game week because of the structure and the routine you give them. That's powerful, all right? What else does it do? It delays gratification. It's a 6-to-work play ratio. It teaches you to love the grind. It teaches you have to earn it. And that's something that's missing in today's age. Football teaches lessons that will be everlasting, that will last long after they're done with that football field. Football doesn't exclude, no barrier to entry. It gives opportunity to all. It doesn't matter color, doesn't matter size, doesn't matter shape. Everybody has an opportunity to put on that helmet, put on that uniform, and represent their team, represent their school. Anybody can be included in it. That's what makes it special. That's what makes it the greatest game possible. And then lastly, you have 88 opportunities. You got 6 special teams if you count field goal block, and you got offense and defense. Some person on your team that might not ever get a chance to do anything else, he might be on the field goal team as a wing or the field goal block team, and that might be his one opportunity to get on the field, but you don't know how much that'll impact him and impact his future. As a high school coach, you have the opportunity to mold them into something special because you have the name coach in front of you. And my young children – right now, I've got 11, 8, and 6. They come home, they say, teacher says or coach says. That's powerful. And you have a chance to leave a lasting legacy, and I hope it's more than wins for you. Yes, I know we have to win. I know that's important. We compete to try to win. But the lessons that you're learning how to become a champion, that's way more important. And then you get a chance because of the position you're in, whether you're a head coach or your little position. Everybody's a head coach of something. What type of legacy are you leaving, and what type of influence are you leaving on those young people? Football is special because it does give opportunity that maybe there wouldn't exist otherwise. Use where God's put you for good. And so that's my soapbox, so to speak, but that's why I think high school football is so important. That's why I was thankful to be around high school football my whole life, and my father being a coach there. It's important. Now, let's get into a little bit of Coach Coastal Carolina, just a little bit about us. Conway, South Carolina, just renovated our stadium to be 20,000 seats. We're in the Sun Belt Conference, really good G5 league. And then we're associated with the Myrtle Beach Bowl, if you had a chance to watch that this year or not, but it's a good bowl game. And we do have Teal Turf if you watched this year. All right, let's go to our why, all right? And so I think as a coach, I think you have to have a why of your program. I think that's important, why you do it. It can't be just about winning. Everybody wants to do that. I think you have to have something different. And for us, we're a relationship-based program. And we call it CPR, which is coach-player relationship. When you think about CPR, you think about what heart you're trying to resuscitate or save somebody. And so for us, our why is behind that coach-player relationship. And what we do, what we teach is our coach's job is to love and serve our players. That's the number one thing we do, to love and serve players. Now, what that means is serving them is giving them the best opportunity to be successful and model that. And loving them, we're going to tell them we love them. We're going to hug them. We're going to do things like that. But also loving them is holding them accountable, holding them to a standard. Because if you love something, you got to make sure that you make sacrifice for it. So that's what we do, is our coach's job, love and serve our players. And our players' jobs, love each other. And again, when you love something as a wife or a children or girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it may be, when you love something that much, you make sacrifices for it. And so our job for our players is love each other. And then what that love encompasses That's how we build our program, and that's how our why gets to where it is. We want to be about having a strong coach-player relationship program, loving and serving our players, and our players loving each other. All right, building a winning program. Again, fourth time being a head coach, and I've used these at every level, and we've had success at every level, and because we have a vision, and we have a culture, we have values, and everything we do is to build that culture and continue to build that culture strong. So first thing, building a winning program, you must have a great culture. We're going to go through that today. Your coach-player relationship, create and maintain a standard, core values and beliefs must align, academic accountability, discipline, and then life after football. So these are things that are part of our program. We'll go through it and what they're about. So having a great culture, what's that about? All right. So first of all, you have to what do you value as a coach? I'm going to share ours here soon, but what do you value as a coach? And then that culture has to be built around that value, right? And so find the right people that fit your culture, then coach them. So it's about getting the right fit from a coaching standpoint. I'm a big believer. I'd rather have a person that shares the values, that are similar values, that believe in those values. I can teach him the X's and O's, but I can't teach him to love players. I can't teach him to be a guy that's selfless and all those things. If they either have that or they don't. But I want somebody that values culture, values loving their players, and then we'll teach them what they need to know from a football standpoint. You have to eliminate negativity in your program. All right, it kills your team. It kills morale. And think about it. If you get on social media right now, whatever social media you're on, you get on that right now, 90% of what's on there is negative. There's negativity all around the young people in your school. There's probably negativity at their house. The only positive thing they might see is what you do with them from 3 to 5 every day. Think about that. And so if you eliminate negativity and you're positive and you coach love into them instead of fear, that gives them hope. And that creates a strong bond that will be hard to be broken. All right. Communication is key. If you don't communicate, then the negative creeps in. All right. So communicate every day. Communicate your values weekly. I do. Communicate your values weekly. Try to find a different way to say them, but communicate your values weekly and uplift your players in a positive way. All right. Build trust and engage the team constantly. How do you build trust? You do things from that standpoint. You build trust by being consistent. You say you're going to do it, you do it. And young people know, hey, this guy's going to say what he means and means what he says. And then protect your culture every day. I think this is a great quote. You water your roots every day. It takes a moment to cut down a tree. You cut down a tree, the whole thing's going. It takes one moment to cut down a tree. Somebody can rip your culture away in a blink of an eye. But you got to consistently water that culture to make those roots strong. And as a head coach, you set that culture, and you need assistants that continue to lift that vision up. But you got to water it every day. And I'm a big believer, culture beats strategy all day long. So that's our process from a culture standpoint. All right, I went over this a little bit, but let's talk coach-player relationship. CPR, that coach-player relationship, what that does is it builds a family atmosphere. And once you have a family atmosphere, within that family, that builds communication. You learn how to communicate between each other. Then as you're communicating and you have that family atmosphere, trust and respect happens, and then you build on that for having a common purpose. All right, so for me, this was at a dinner table growing up. You know, we spent time, I grew up in East Tennessee on a farm with my grandparents that had, it was their farm, and we lived at the bottom of it. And so almost every night we had a dinner table with everybody. We might play cards, et cetera, but we built family atmosphere and we learned how to communicate and those things. That doesn't happen these days. Nobody's sitting down doing that. We're in such a fast-paced world. Nobody's really taking the time to do those things. And this is why you have to do it, all right? We do this in our off-season. We call it CPR time, and I set it up twice a week. And we take an hour or 30 minutes, just depending on your time that you have, and we do it during the off-season. And we talk nothing about football. We talk about life. We talk about goals. We talk about dreams. We talk about any fears that I have. We talk about family at home. We talk about things that will continue to build trust and respect and find that common purpose, but allow them to feel part of our family. It allows them to learn how to communicate it in an effective way. But this builds trust within our team, which is most important. If you don't have trust, you can't have a relationship. So that's our CPR.
Thank you again for listening to the Coach and Coordinator podcast. Again, the entire talk can be found on CoachTube, the link in the show notes. I highly recommend picking this one up for your library and learning more about how you can build your team. Follow all we're doing at coachandcoordinator.com and follow me on Twitter at Coach K. Grabowski.